goal of world peace. Do I sound like a Miss America contestant? I think that stereotype is really dangerous because it belittles this genuine goal of world peace into a sentimental cliche. It ignores the capacity that you and I and Miss America have to actually create peace. Dag Hammarskjöld, Second Secretary General of the UN, wrote, "Our work for peace must begin within the private world of each one of us. To build for people a world without fear, we must be without fear. To build a world of justice, we must be just. Only in true surrender to the interest of all can we reach that unity of purpose, that equity of judgment which are necessary to measure up to our duty to the future. As people to whom the chance was given to build in time a world of peace. We can build a world of peace beginning in the private world of each of us." Now, it's kind of funny, one of my favorite folk singers, Carrie Newcomer, was walking into a concert about peace. And as she was carrying her guitar in, she was making her way through protesters. And she thought, well, who would protest peace? Because, of course, we all want peace. It's a fundamental core human need to live in peace. But peace is a contentious issue. Because, of course, there's many different strategies for how to achieve peace, even among Unitarian Universalists. Some UUs oppose all use of military force, even in response to aggression or terror. And this is, we have a long tradition of this. The Reverend Aidan Ballou, a 19th century Universalist minister, wrote a treatise, Christian Non-Resistance. And this treatise influenced Tolstoy, Gandhi, Martin Luther King. During the Vietnam War, the Unitarian Universalist Association established a denominational registry for conscientious objectors. We were in large part opposed to that war. But we have never been a peace church like the Quakers, the Mennonites, the Church of the Brethren, in which rejection of all military action is the norm for church members. Many Unitarian Universalists do take up arms on behalf of justice and in defense of principle. Three Secretaries of Defense have been Unitarian Universalists, Elliot Richardson, William Perry, and William Cohen. So we are a denomination filled with pacifists and three Secretaries of Defense. In this congregation, you can look around and you can see people who you know are strongly committed to peace, who you could see at the Peace House over by the university. And you can look around and you can see people who have served in our armed forces with honor. Everyone using different strategies to affirm our sixth principle, the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. But these differences can and do create painful rifts between pacifists and pragmatists. There were times when President William Howard Taft was actually the moderator of the American Unitarian Association during World War I, and he made it the policy that any church or minister receiving aid be required to support that crusade for democracy. So pacifist ministers actually lost their posts. Dr. John Hayne Holmes left the AUA with his church. And then during Vietnam, almost the reverse occurred. Pragmatists felt morally condemned and didn't feel welcome by pacifist UUs in their congregations. John Burens, who was then the president of the UUA, wrote in 2002, soon after 9/11, "We are not a peace church. We are not a war church. We are a religious community of both pacifist and pragmatist, taking different spiritual paths toward a common goal, a world of greater justice and peace." That was 2002. In 2006, some Unitarian Universalists wanted to clarify that position and proposed a congregational study action issue. This phrase might be familiar to you as we've already looked at the current congregational study action issue that was just approved around immigration as a moral issue. Well, the one in 2006 was around peacemaking and directly wanted to address this issue of are we a just war church, or do we reject violence in any form? Now, what happens with this four-year process is that ultimately there's a statement of conscience that is brought before General Assembly to be approved by a two-thirds vote, and it then becomes the stand of our denomination. In 2009, the draft statement of conscience did not pass at General Assembly. The pacifist criticized it, the just war advocates criticized it, and it was referred back for another year of work. At this General Assembly, it did pass with the modifications made in the last year. Dan McCannon, who was my professor at Harvard, Unitarian Universalist, says, as a committed pacifist, the proposed statement of conscience honors both traditions and invites all of us, pacifists, war resistors, members of the military, congregational and denominational leaders, elders, and youth, to think deeply about what we can do individually and together to create peace. Grounded in our theological heritage and fully affirming our diversity, the statement calls us to a transformative blend of prophetic witness and constructive action. I'm now going to actually read you some elements of this rich document, this statement of conscience, as I think it's really important to understand how our Unitarian Universalist values are expressed and how we're called to bring them to life in our work to create peace. Our faith calls us to create peace, yet we confess that we have not done all we could do to prevent the spread of armed conflict throughout the world. At times, we have lacked the courage to speak and act against violence and injustice. At times, we have lacked the creativity to speak and act in constructive ways. At times, we have condemned the violence of others without acknowledging our own complicity in the violence. We affirm a responsibility to speak truth to power, especially when unjust power is exercised by our own nation. Too often, we have allowed our disagreements to distract us from all that we can do together. The statement of conscience challenges individual Unitarian Universalist, as well as our congregations and association, to engage with more depth, persistence, and creativity in the complex task of creating peace. Historically and theologically, this is part of who we are. The statement reads, our Universalist faith in the oneness of the whole human family teaches us that peace is necessary. Our Unitarian faith in the sacred potential of each person teaches us that peace is possible. So what it's saying that as Universalists, we honor and affirm that interconnectedness, and as Unitarians, we believe that humanity, that each of us as individual humans can make a difference. The statement lifts up our history. At our best, we have worked together to end the violence of slavery, to promote international law, to liberate Jews and others from Nazi tyranny, and to build the United Nations and other institutions of international cooperation. Now, some people say Unitarian Universalists can believe anything, but that is not the case. This document pulls on our shared theological principles, our shared values, and lifts some of those up. Humility and open-mindedness. We affirm an open-mindedness that makes us suspicious of all claims of finality, including our own. Humility allows us to take strong stands while remaining open to the possibility that we are wrong or that future circumstances may call us to a different position. Rejection of moral dualism. We reject as false the sharp separation of good and evil, refusing to assign individuals or nations into one category or the other. Moral dualism can blind us to our own and our nation's capacity for evil and to the inherent worth and dignity of those whom our nation labels as enemies. In the midst of ambiguity, we can build peace by cultivating the goodness in ourselves and others. We can remember that Unitarian Universalist ape. The statement of conscience acknowledges our diversity and includes the following statements to do that. We all agree that our initial response to conflict should be the use of nonviolent methods. Yet we bear witness to the right of individuals and nations to defend themselves and acknowledge our responsibility to be in solidarity with others encountering aggression. Many of us believe force is sometimes necessary as a last resort, while others of us believe in the consistent practice of nonviolence. We affirm a range of individual choices, including military service and conscientious objection, whether to all wars or to particular wars, as fully compatible with Unitarian Universalism. For those among us who make a formal commitment to military service, we will honor their commitment, welcome them home, and offer pastoral support. For those among us who make a formal commitment as conscientious objectors, we will offer documented certification, honor their commitment, and offer pastoral support. So we recognize the diversity and have an inclusive statement. And at the same time, we take stands in this statement. You heard during the reading with Selma, our commitment to creating peace calls us to the work of peace building, peacemaking, and peacekeeping. The statement further makes these stands. We repudiate aggressive and preventive wars, the disproportionate use of force, covert wars, and targeting that includes high risk to civilians. We support international efforts to curtail the vast world trade in armaments and call for nuclear disarmament and abolition of other weapons of mass destruction. We repudiate unilateral interventions and extended military occupations as dangerous new forms of imperialism. In an interdependent world, true peace requires the cooperation of all nations and peoples. We advocate a culture of peace through a transformation of public policies, religious consciousness, and individual lifestyles. At the heart of this transformation is the readiness to honor the truths of multiple voices from a theology of covenant grounded in love. We share a theology of covenant grounded in love. So this statement lifts up other theological principles, including the transforming power of love. We affirm the reality of love as a dynamic power within and among us. This power moves us to create relationships of compassion, respect, mutuality, and forgiveness, to love our neighbor and to recognize everyone as our neighbor. We stand on the side of love when we work for peace. Cooperative power. Power is created and expressed in complex networks of human relationships. Power can be used to create or destroy, to liberate or oppress. Preventing war and creating nonviolent alternatives require the use of cooperative power. Power with, not power over. The fundamental unity and interdependence of all existence. The interdependence we have long affirmed has become the daily reality in our globalized world. Our interdependence makes it both possible and necessary that we see the peoples of the world as one community in which the security of each nation is entwined with the security of all others. Justice and peace. Justice concerns the fair ordering of human relationships, including social and political relationships. War signals the breakdown of fairly ordered human relations. Peace is an attribute of relationship. It is a process, not a stagnant state. Peace emerges as our social and political institutions become more cooperative and more just. Lasting peace rests on just relationships. Martin Luther King reminded us that peace is not merely a distant goal that we seek, but a means by which we arrive at that goal. And so this statement calls us to support the United Nations Office, the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee, our association and our congregations advocating for policies of peace and justice. Now, any of us, are going to interact with the UN or world leaders directly, but yet you can directly create peace on the personal, within yourself, interpersonal, between you and others, congregational and community level, and you are called to do so in this statement of conscience. If you're looking for guidance on how to live your life as a Unitarian Universalist, you can find it here. This statement reminds us that we covenant to learn and practice the skills of compassionate communication, to honor the behavioral covenants of our congregations, and this congregation has a rich covenant of right relations, and to adopt lifestyle changes that reflect reverence for the interdependent web of all existence. And this statement of conscience calls for us to create peace within ourselves, within our own hearts. It begins with each person. So it calls us to develop spiritual practices to cultivate inner peace, to sustain these practices, to achieve wholeness, forgiveness, and reconciliation with those with whom we differ, to practice loving kindness and compassion toward ourselves. The statement ends, in reverence for all life, we covenant to practice peace at all levels of human interaction. So each of us, every day, has human interaction, and we can cultivate peace at those levels. The statement of conscience itself reflects the humility, compassion, and appreciation for difference for which we must each strive individually if there is to be peace. May we be up to the task to benefit all the people of all the nations. May it be so.